Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be in company of Maya Hawke, among the protagonists of Mainstream by Gia Coppola, screening here in Orizzonte. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here. It is like totally mind-blowing to get to be out of America. it's amazing.
Essentially, this year was difficult for all of us, and now it's
been an intense year, yeah.
And we're finally in our cinema family.
I mean, it feels crazy, like the world is actually happening, and it seems to be happening so safely, and there's so many wonderful precautions, and everyone is being so respectful of each other and giving space. It feels like the world can go on. We can, you know, keep making movies and keep being together and celebrating them. It feels... feel very, very lucky.
Talking about the film, so I felt that Chloe explores modern-day social media's world. I felt it was like an old-fashioned tale, you know, about a woman trying to find her voice.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting. I do find that the movie is actually slightly more parabolistic than it is kind of like a document of our time. Like, it's not exactly the way things really happen, but it is a kind of condensed parable story to talk about, you know, all these things that are happening, to talk about social media, to talk about performance, to talk about the desire and need of love from other people, whether it's everybody or just one person. You know, I think Frankie has that kind of dual thing going on, which is she does want attention from the world and support from the world, but not as much as she really wants the attention and affection and love of Link. And both end up being toxic, and she's sort of reborn and finds her own voice in the end and starts to sort of understand that the only person she really needs attention and love and affection from is herself. And it's wonderful to be a part of a parable like that.
I focused a lot on the scar.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because I found it to be her weakest point, but maybe the key to connect with her in a way. So how did you work on that with Gia? Is it something?
Well, I think it's about shame, you know? I think it's about what are the things... Everyone has a scar, you know, quote-unquote scar. And it's the thing that they're ashamed of. You know, if it's body image issues or a speech impediment or a facial scar or a learning disability or just a weird personality, whatever it is. We all have things that we walk around feeling shame over, and in order to accept ourselves, we have to accept that there's beauty in all of those things, and that it's all interconnected, and it's all of the package of who you are and what makes you an individual, and your past too. I mean, her scar is intrinsically connected to her past, the loss of her father, and so accepting your trauma, accepting your experience, your past, what makes you who you are. Seeing all of that is beautiful. I mean, one of my favorite shots in the film is at the end when she pulls back her hair and, you know, and it's like this sort of moment of saying, no, like, actually, here's my whole self. You know, I think that that's really beautiful to me.
Do you think that we can manage to find, like, a balance and a limit in the way we live in this modern-day era with social network and the way we show ourselves? And I mean, we all will ask ourselves this, but
have human beings ever found balance or limits? No, right? I mean, like, no, like, you know, give us alcohol, we drink too much. Give us money, we spend too much. Give us cars, we drive too much. You know, give us, like, we only know excess. We seem to have no boundaries, no limits. And until we go too far, right? I mean, you drink, and then you have to quit. You pull all the way back, you know? I mean, except the few very enlightened people who can seem to sort of do a little bit of everything, with grace and moderation. There are a few of us, but for the most part, we're sort of gluttonous monsters who do too much and then have to quit. So I don't know if we'll find balance with social media. I mean, I try to find balance in my own life, as I try to find it in all areas of my life, and sometimes succeed and sometimes fail. So I don't know, you know, I'm not particularly hopeful, but I hope so.
What did you get away with this film?
What did I get away with?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the lesson?
Oh, what did I come away with?
Come away, sorry.
No. I just get away with is like, what did I sneak in? Like,
yeah, maybe in a way we can.
What rascally thing did I get away with? I came away having learned a lot from Andrew and a lot from Nat, and just their experience. They've both worked a lot longer than I have, and the way that they approached the scene and their characters, and it was all incredibly interesting and educational for me. And I came away feeling very inspired by Gia as a director. I mean, I was initially, I met Gia being photographed by her. I was a model in a modeling situation. And it was the first photos that anyone had ever taken of me that I felt like were pictures of me. Like the way that she saw my face and saw my image, and they looked like me to me. She knew how to sort of capture women in a way that mirrored their self-understanding. And I feel the same way about her as a director of the moving image. She leaves room for awkwardness and imperfection, and like doesn't make, you know, like you look sort of perfect in every shot. You know, she understands sort of the beauty of the whole person and all of their flaws and their clumsiness and strangeness. And so I learned a lot from her, both about self-acceptance and about storytelling and how to be on set. I think I mostly came away with learning a lot from my coworkers.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that
with
us. Thank you, Maya Hawk, for being with us for Mainstream by Gia Coppola, screening at the 77th Venice International Film Festival in the Orizzonti section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.